The complete works of the Late Bit Files. Episode 1, Episode 2, and then finally released on audio, Episode 3 of the Late Bit Files. Rolly tape, let's go.
Previously on the Late Bit Files.
Listen, Scully, I know that they found a gun in the bad man's hand and there was blood pouring out of the dead victim and the bullets matched and everything and there were 725 eyewitnesses, but I'm sure it's got something to do with the paranormal activity because, well, we've got another 45 minutes of the show to do.
Hi, I got your message.
Hey, you should have done. I left it on your answer phone earlier. Can I buy you a drink?
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Agent Mulder.
I told you, it's Moyles, Agent Moyles, not Mulder. Anyway, I've got something to show you.
Something you couldn't show me at work?
Let's get a table. You'll need to be sitting down. It's all right. Now, this picture is Dave Lee Travis. It was taken 3 years ago while he was still working for the BBC in London. 4 months ago, Mr. Travis experienced a psychotic episode and barricaded himself into his farm. DJ police were called in. Travis was removed and hospitalized for treatment of his condition.
Which was what exactly?
Well, the BBC said it was mad beard disease, but I'm not so sure.
Previously on the Late Bit Files.
Dave Lee Travis is an ex-BBC employee who 4 months ago barricaded himself into his farm after he suffered a psychotic episode. Now it turns out his former manager, Bob Monkhouse, has also gone missing. I believe these two incidents are related, Agent Scully. I think we should fly to Birmingham and look spooky. Read the files of Monkhouse before we leave. Hello?
Mulder.
It's Moyles.
I checked on that file you gave me.
Uh-huh.
You failed to tell me a few things. This isn't some UFO goose chase you're leading me on, is it? Are you there, Mulder?
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said? Because the Bureau has it out for us already, and it would make us appear pretty stupid if my field report read like some tabloid story.
Listen, Scully, I don't want to talk about it on this line. There's an entire film crew of people listening to me in the room. I'll talk to you after the stereo plane sound effect. See? It's easy when you know how. If you knock on this door, you'll hear another one. Told you.
Hello?
Mrs. Monkhouse?
Yes.
We're from the FAB.
Oh, yes. Please, come in. I started noticing it about 2 years ago. Bob developed this rash under his arms.
Yuck.
We'd been doing some renovations on the house, so that we thought it was a reaction to the paint stripper. But then everything just went crazy.
How do you mean?
Bob's whole personality, it was so unpredictable. He started doing things.
What, like Celebrity Squares? Sorry.
It was kind of embarrassing at first. We were having this dinner party once, and he sprinkled tetramyl D all over his food.
Well, maybe he likes the taste of pepper.
That's fish food flakes.
I'm sorry.
Have you ever talked to him about this?
I tried. It was extremely difficult. Bob would get so angry, he'd yell at the kids for no reason. And then he would shake like he was having a seizure.
Maybe he was dancing. Did he ever talk about his work, Mrs. Monkhouse?
It was never discussed, even before the problems. Oh, I knew that he worked on top secret projects. Word gets around, but Bob was always a patriot first.
I thought he was a Catholic.
He took loyalty to his country as an oath. And now they treat us like strangers.
Strangers. You forgot the jizz on the end of the word.
I just want my husband back.
You know, the government is not above the law. They cannot withhold information.
And then I think, well, what if he's...
What, dead?
How would I support the family?
Scully, this is definitely some kind of strange, weird, paranormal thing. I don't know, but I just have a feeling. I have a late bit file back at the office all about this kind of stuff. It's going to take us at least another 20 minutes to sort it all out. But there's something strange about that woman, Scully. Something strange. Previously on the Late Bit Files. Dave Lee Travis, the stubbly bacon rind, has gone missing, as too is his agent, Bob Monkhouse. After interviewing Monkhouse's wife, agents Scully and Moyles continue their search for the missing celebrities. Now prepare yourself for the most spine-chilling episode of the Late Bit Files.
Yeah. Who here can talk to an Agent Scully?
I can.
Hello, Moyles here.
Where's Mulder?
It's me, Moyles.
What?
Look, my name is Chris Moyles, and Fox Mulder doesn't exist. How many more times? He's a figment of your imagination. He's made up. He's in your head. He's in your head.
You've got to get him out of there.
Oh, shut it.
No, you've got to get him out of there now, or he's going to be killed.
Okie dokie. What?
Mother.
Oh, for crying out loud. Yes?
I came by. You weren't answering. Your machine wasn't on. Pac-Man.
Oh, for how long?
For a second.
Oh, go on then. Go on. Get in.
Why is it so dark in here?
Because it's midnight.
Okay. I just came from the hospital.
What?
Dr. Daly says...
DLT has been found safe and well with Bob Monkhouse. Everything's fantastic. They were abducted by aliens, but now they're back, and now they're safe, and no one can explain it. Oh, that's great news. Well, end of the show then. Cue final music with sexy voiceover. So Dave Lee Travis and Bob Monkhouse were found safe and well in hospital by Anthea Turner. That concludes the Late Bit Files. And remember, wherever you are, whoever you are, the truth is out there.
That was the Late Bit Files, ladies and gentlemen.